We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN FM, New York.
WFAN 2020 Sports. Report brought to you by NYU Winthrop Hospital. Your health means everything. For information, call 866-WINTHROP. Here's the baseball. Yankees and White Sox in Chicago. Series finale on The Fan at 7:30. And manager Joe Girardi with Joe and Evan on The Fan coming up in about an hour from now. Series finale tonight in Miami. It's the Mets and the Marlins. The Mets have won four of their last five, outscoring the opponent 35-14. Seth Lugo pitches tonight. Now for Corey Kluber today, his seventh win of the year, a run, three hits, and 12 strikeouts in eight innings as the Indians beat the Rangers 5-1. Three of the Kansas City seven hits today came with two outs in the ninth inning. The Tigers beat the Royals 7-3, 8 2/3 shutout innings for Michael Fulmer, and couldn't close it, 104 pitches.
We get
and,
it.
And they closed the game.
We get it, Mick.
Huh?
We get it.
Okay, I just want to bring it out there.
Thank you.
The Braves designate Bartolo Colon for assignment, and the New York Rangers have agreed to terms on a new deal with defenseman Brendan Smith. He was set to be an unrestricted free agent on Saturday. Bikes battle cancer. The Long Island Bike Challenge, Sunday, August 6th. Bike across Long Island to beat cancer. Information and to register, go to lichallenge.org. And right now, 81 degrees, skies are partly cloudy, and that's what's happening. This is John Minko, 2020 Sports on WFAN. Sports Radio 66, FM at 101.9. Flagship station, Boomer and Carton, morning 6 until 10. And Francesa on The Fan, afternoons 1 until 6:30.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On The Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
401 on The Fan. Benigno and Roberts in for Mike. Until 6:30 tonight, we will talk to the manager of the New York Yankees, Joe Girardi. They wrap up their series in Chicago against the White Sox. Then they take on the Astros. They're playing right now, too, the Houston Astros, as they are cruising in the West.
Thursday afternoon is usually like an afternoon day game.
Oh, there's lots of them.
Afternoon day game day.
Lots of afternoon day games today. Not a Yankee afternoon day game.
No.
That would have changed our day, that's for sure.
Yes, dramatically, and probably not for the better.
Potentially.
Depends. What is that? We got somebody on.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Frank Isola.
Oh, Frankie's on there. You were holding out on me. You said you couldn't get in touch with him.
I couldn't until about 30 seconds ago.
Oh. So is he there now, the great Frank Isola?
There he is.
From the Daily News. Frankie!
Wait a second. I was told afternoon show, WFAN, that led me to believe it was me and the big man. I don't want to be on you guys.
I don't put Frank on, okay? He just makes stuff up, okay?
Yeah. Who's that guy?
He doesn't know anything, okay?
Yeah, I know. I was the guy that was saying that Phil couldn't do the job. He kept telling me that I was an idiot.
Let me ask you this first, Frank, because nobody's closer to the situation than you. Were you surprised this happened? I mean, did this surprise you that this went down?
I mean, come on. It's like anything. Anything the Knicks do or don't do can never surprise you. But the timing of it was a little odd right before free agency. Of course, if I'm getting tired, I would never say there's a good time to get fired. So they did it after the draft, which was a little bizarre. They probably should have thought about this after the season. But I think a lot of things happened really in the past few weeks, even really less than that, with the whole Porzingis situation. Why Phil felt the need to go on TV and say we're going to rebuild and we're going to do it by trading our 21-year-old star made no sense. But Carmelo asking for a buy, you know, wanting a buyout, still wanting to give him one to get rid of him. Jim Dolan not going for that. And, you know, the couple other things. You know, the Knicks kind of being embarrassed, not only on that NBA award show where every other joke seemed to be about them. You know, you had a story about free agents and their agents don't think that New York is a desirable location. And then I think the story about Phil Jackson falling asleep during a workout, I really think that hurt him. So I think it's never one thing. And I think those things over a short amount of time, I think, pushed Jim Dolan to say, you know what, enough is enough. This is, we are becoming an embarrassment. I have to do something.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, that maybe it seemed innocuous when Jay Williams said that a unnamed draft prospect said he fell asleep during a workout. But it's big because it looks just so bad, and it kind of fits the narrative that he's not working hard, he doesn't care that much, and he's, you know, sleeping half the time. So I thought that was a big factor, potentially.
No, and I think it speaks. I don't think it speaks to him not caring or not being interested. It probably speaks more to his health a little bit, probably his age, that he was falling asleep. And, you know, we had kind of heard these things from other agents who had seen him and other executives that had seen him at workouts. So, believe it or not, it wasn't the first time. And, hey, maybe some of the workouts were so boring that that's why he kind of dozed off. And, you know, I'm sure he's putting in a lot of hours. But no matter how you cut it, it just doesn't look good for him. And on top of the Porzingis thing, where I kind of thought he came across as somewhat vindictive, even if you want to get rid of Kristaps Porzingis, you know, here you are. You never make an appearance all season long to say anything, including when Derrick Rose goes AWOL. You can't wait to tell the world that Porzingis, you know, things have changed because he missed that exit meeting. And I keep saying it. He was 100% wrong to miss that meeting. You know, he looks like a diva in doing it. It's also the first really dumb, immature thing the kid has done. I don't know if, like, that should determine now whether or not he's going to be part of the future. I thought that was a bit strange, the way that Phil Jackson handled that whole thing.
All right, now, who do you see taking over, Frank, and how soon do you see that happening?
Well, I got to think that Steve Mills is going to want the job, so that's why I guess you're hearing things, well, they're not going to look for a president until after the season. So I'm sure Steve Mills is trying to figure out a way to land some type of free agent and where people could say, hey, you know what, maybe Steve Mills can do the job. So if Steve Mills is kind of in charge of the, search, I would think that, you know, he's searching basically for his boss. I got to think that he's thinking, you know what, I got like 10 days here in free agency to try to do something, because it looks like they're not going to do anything until after free agency. So I'm sure Steve Mills would like the job. I got to think that Isaiah Thomas would like the job. I would think that most GMs around the league, Sam Presti, R.C. Buford, Masai Ujiri, would like the job.
Well,
but you
let's
know
stop with R.C. Buford, because yep, that's the crown jewel. Wouldn't you agree? Yep. I mean, that's the guy. How do you make that happen? Like, I know Joe doesn't want to give up draft picks.
He'd really
be the one guy I'd consider doing it for. How do they get R.C. Buford here?
You make a phone call, which is what they should have done the first time.
Have they made that phone call? Do you know?
Yeah, they should have made a phone call to him as opposed to Irving Azoff at a party out in L.A., introducing him to Phil Jackson, and then them coming up with this plan. Like, oh, yeah, Phil could be the team president, because, of course, he's never done that before.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you're right. It turned out to be right. Whatever. That's the past. How about now? Like, can they get R.C. Buford? That
well,
is getting the jackpot.
I don't know. It'd be a jackpot, because you guys follow basketball, and you know who he is. I'm not so sure. So the Garden, a lot of times, is looking for the big splash.
That's a big, you know,
yeah,
what?
That's pretty big splash.
That's a big splash, because all you've got
to
do.
Guys,
no, but Frank, I get it. All you've got to do is go on a media blitz and say, okay, so he was the GM of a team that's won 5 championships.
Right. Yep.
He's been the executive of the year twice. Spurs. And you know what? The message is out, Frank.
I agree. But, you know, they don't seem to ever operate like that. They have, you know, all these resources, and they just do a lot of bizarre things over the years. And let's face it, their way is not working. And that's top to bottom. Their way has resulted in one playoff series victory in 17 years in a league where 16 of the 30 teams make the darn playoffs. So I think, you know, the Knicks, they walk around like they got it all figured out, because I get it. They sell out the building all the time, and it kind of speaks to what Joe says. Is that really all you care about after a while? And you can't deny that you tend to lean that way when they don't really ever seem to care about the results. And Phil was as guilty as anybody. I mean, still carry himself like, you know, everybody's beneath me. I'm a genius, and I'm the only one that knows what's going on. Well, you were 80-166, and you alienated your two biggest players on your team. And the one guy that you kind of stood up for was the guy that went AWOL. And then the guy that you signed to the gigantic contract had 2 injuries last year and is suspended because of a drug violation.
Right. Yeah. No, Noah, of course. Talking to Frank Isola of the Daily News. All right, is Melo here next year or not, Frank?
I have no idea. I don't think that Jim Dolan is interested in giving Carmelo money not to play for him, especially since it was Jim Dolan who was a big driving force behind bringing Carmelo here. I'm sure he had something to do with Carmelo getting a no-trade clause. I can't imagine that a GM gives that to a player without the owner of the team somehow being involved. So I still don't know about that one. You know, I think all things being equal, maybe Carmelo Anthony at this point would like to move on, and now that his boy Chris Paul is in Houston. But I had heard as recently as last week that he wasn't that crazy about leaving New York because he's having, you know, some marital issues and he wants to stay close to his 10-year-old son. And then I was watching your favorite show, The Wendy Williams Show, and his wife
with Lala, Wendy
was
on and
I got to be honest with you. She actually did a pretty good job. She asked about, you know, what's going on with Carmelo? Do you think he's going to get traded? So she was asking some pretty good questions. And Lala kind of confirmed that, you know, he would prefer to stay in New York. But let's face it, things change rather quickly. Do I think that Carmelo Anthony wanted to make sure that he outlasted Phil Jackson? I think he wanted to do that. And now that his buddy Chris Paul is in Houston, that could change things. But you have to admit, it is kind of funny that Carmelo Anthony might be trying to, like, you know, maneuver a way to get to Houston. Can you imagine Mike D'Antoni right now?
It's no sense.
Yeah, that's not
we
happening.
Talked about that before. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't see that happening.
Hang on a second. I just won Coach of the Year. I like the fact that I have Chris Paul, but, you know, James Harden. You know that James Harden led the league last year in time of possession. He held the ball more than anybody over the course of a 48-minute game. And now you're bringing in another ball-dominant point guard. So Mike D'Antoni has to figure out how to make that work. And then if you were to bring Carmelo in, he's got to find out a way to keep Carmelo happy. And we know the way to keep Carmelo unhappy is to stick him in the corner like they did when Jeremy Lin was running the show in New York.
Mm. Do you think Kristaps Porzingis is a problem in the locker room? Because already there's been things leaking out. Your boy Mark Berman had a little piece on some of the things Porzingis supposedly did, and then Melo was mad at him because he liked the triangle. And Charlie Rosen writing his crap that he wrote. Is that stuff true? You're there.
Oh, yeah, I think he's a horrible kid. I think we have to I say we take away his passport and don't let him come back in the country. Let's, you know, my biggest issue with Kristaps Porzingis is that he's missed 26 games over 2 years. So my thing with him will be durability.
Right.
Can he
right.
stay healthy? And also, right. too, and he's let me tell you something. He's not a dumb kid. He knows that Carmelo Anthony is the number one guy, and when Carmelo Anthony plays well, that's great. When Carmelo Anthony plays poorly and Knicks lose, he gets a lot of the heat. He knows it's a big jump from being kind of the second guy as opposed to being the guy that's got to carry the team every single night. And you see over the course of some of the legendary players, whether it's Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, you know, Paul Pierce when he was doing it in Boston, you know, that takes a lot. And I don't think he's ready to be that player, but I don't want to hear like some nonsense now about what was he supposed to do? He was drinking somebody's Gatorade. What was the big terrible thing that he was doing in the locker room that made all the players upset? Because I could have sworn, first of all, I know what did upset some of the people, that he speaks three different languages, so God forbid he's an intelligent kid. And I think they didn't like the fact that he and Willy Hernan Gomez and Kuzmiskis, who's Lithuanian but also speaks Spanish, would be in there in the locker room talking Spanish. Maybe they were talking about Mark Berman in Spanish behind his back. How about that?
you were joining in, weren't you?
There you go.
You know Spanish, Frank.
Frank's multi.
Yeah, we there. I would speak Spanish to those guys.
Frank, you are multifaceted.
I'm embraced by the Spanish crew and the Listen, I'm going to be a little bit biased towards Kristaps because I've known him even before he got drafted by the Knicks. I think he's a really nice kid. I don't condone what he did. I think it was stupid what he did. But it is kind of weird, though. But listen, if it was another player that did it, if Carmelo had missed that exit meeting, we would be destroying him. Now, Kristaps is starting to get hit a little bit for it. But in a weird kind of way, you have to admit that it probably got the desired effect that he wanted.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He wanted to kind of shed light on the fact that, listen, I know these guys think that everything is hunky-dory here, but I think this is a dysfunctional mess. He doesn't show up at the meeting, and think about it. He, you know, that was in late April, right around April 15th. He went home a week later. He's been home ever since then. He'll never see Phil Jackson again.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah. Hornacek, is he here? Do you see him coaching a team next year? I mean, who knows who the GM's going to be? How about that?
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. Whoever they hire will say, "Oh, you know, I like Jeff, some of the things he did," and then eventually they'll make a coaching change. I think that's always been the case. So there'll be a lot of pressure now on Jeff Hornacek, and you know, Jeff Hornacek needs to win back the locker room because you know everyone wants to knock Derek Fisher, and once again, I don't condone what he did missing practice.
Yeah,
I mean, right after practice, flying out to L.A., and then he got in all the trouble with Matt Barnes' ex-wife. But Derek Fisher started to win over the players because he told them, listen, the heck with the triangle. I'm the coach. You guys don't want to play it. I don't want to play it. We're going to do things my way. And that's when Phil Jackson got on Derek Fisher, and eventually they weren't even speaking to one another, and eventually Derek Fisher got fired. And let's face it, Phil, you know, the fact that Derek Fisher had all this unseemly stuff going on off the court kind of made it more, and the losing, but they were starting to turn the corner. Go back to the way that they were playing, you know, not too long before Fisher got fired, especially with Carmelo Anthony out of the lineup. So, but Hornacek was the opposite. You know, Phil Jackson said after the All-Star break, we're coming in and we're working on the triangle. And Jeff Hornacek was like, okay, let's do it. And I think he really lost a lot of credibility in the locker room. You know how it is with these players. You know, they want to know that a coach has their back. There's always going to be some mistrust of management. I mean, you guys talk about it all the time on what goes over on FAN, so I'm only applying it now to the NBA. You know, so you want to know that the coach has your back and your best interest at heart. And when they see Jeff Hornacek running an offense that Phil Jackson wants to run, he loses a little something in the locker room. He lost a lot of the players, and two of them, and really the biggest one would be Kristaps Porzingis.
Sure. We're talking to Ally Sola of the New York Daily News about the Knicks.
Ally Sola?
Well, Ally Anazone. You called him Frank Anazone, so I just wanted to return the favor.
Well, I didn't call him Frank because it Kilatina, or whatever his name is, because I was thinking about him, not Isola.
I was calling him Al because I was thinking of Ally Anazone.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm the biggest phony out there. Anytime anybody asked me about him on radio or TV, I kept calling him the French kid because I didn't know how to pronounce his last name.
Well, it's still very tough to pronounce.
Isn't it? What is it? Tilakina?
The T is silent, so Nilakina.
I don't think it's that because we have a clip of him pronouncing his own last name.
Well, he's got it. You can't even say it the
way
he said it.
No, I know. It's tough. So I don't know if we'll ever be able to do it.
I think the first words that he said when he heard what happened on draft day was, I cannot believe I got drafted by this crap team. I can't believe it.
Well, he's got to be happy now. Phil's gone.
Yeah.
Well, think about this poor kid, okay? You're 18 years old. You're a refugee from Rwanda. You end up in Belgium. You end up in France. You're only 18. Here you are, this big moment. You get drafted by the Knicks, and then the dude who drafted you gets fired six days later. And then his practice jersey, they spelled his name wrong.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that true? Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. They spelled his name wrong?
Yeah, so I don't, all of a sudden, I don't feel so bad that I can't pronounce it. The Knicks can't spell it right.
That's true.
On the back of his jersey.
That is true.
What a disaster.
Who will be, in your expert opinion, the next team president of the New York Knicks?
I would hire R.C. Buford.
Well, we know that.
I would think Masai would be in play. I would think if the league wants to get involved, I think that would help Masai and R.C. Buford. And I'm never going to rule out the man that works at the Knicks training facility and his team plays at Madison Square Garden.
Isaiah?
And that would be one. Isaiah.
Would Dolan, though, really be seriously dumb enough to do that again?
Well, I think he would. I think they know, and Isaiah knows, I know he's worried about this, you know, the reaction. Go back to what the reaction was when he got hired to be the president of a WNBA team.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You know, that was with the whole sexual harassment lawsuit.
Yes.
Now he's in charge of a women's basketball team. So I think that they know there's going to be a major, you know, backlash. They'll probably announce it on a Friday at like 4:30 in the afternoon. So everybody has the weekend to kind of, so it dies down a little bit. I don't think it's out of play. People over there told me it's definitely... don't say that it can't happen. Somebody I spoke to called them a dark horse candidate. So we'll see. You never know with Jim Dolan.
I don't buy it.
I can't believe you do that.
Well, all right, you're the same guys. It's funny.
What would we do?
What do we do?
Hang on. What I kept writing years ago that I could see him come back to the Garden, I used to get obliterated by people. Then they tried to hire him as a consultant. And then, of course, like the NBA was like, we can't do that. He went back to FIU, which, you know, in fairness, Isaiah treated that a bit like a part-time job. Then he's out at FIU. He's out, like, I think he's working NBA TV. And then all of a sudden it comes out, he's now working for the Liberty. Like, this idea that Jim Dolan was never going to bring Isaiah Thomas back, go read his statement from when he, from I think it was 2010 or 2011, when they said that he could, I think it was 2011, when he couldn't come back as a consultant. Jim Dolan, in a statement now. So that's not something off the cuff.
No,
this
I understand. I just think that's
read by attorneys, where he said, "I'm going to continue to solicit his views. He'll always be a friend of mine."
No, but I remember saying that actually.
Coming back as running the Liberty with all due respect,
it's one thing.
Or a consultant is one thing.
Right.
To be the team president again,
With all the positive things that were said yesterday about Dolan, okay, let's be honest, that he got rid of him and all of that, he did the right thing. Every Knick fan in the world was happy. Okay. He's going to turn around and hire Isaiah? I can't see it.
Well, I mean, I We know that they talk a lot.
No, I understand
that's for sure. I have no... Listen.
I'll tell you what. Instead of that, here's my alternative. You want to hire guys from the bad boy Pistons? Joe Dumars.
I guess that would be a possibility. But, you know, the only reason he knew Phil was because of Irving Azoff. He's the one.
Right. No, I just said the Eagles manager.
And the league had a lot to do with Donnie Walsh ending up in New York. So if the league is kind of like thinking, you know what, why don't you look this way? And maybe they look to Toronto with Masai. And of course, the only thing that I don't like, and it's the same thing with R.C. Buford, is the idea of giving a compensation.
Yeah, you can't give a number one pick. You can't do it, Frank.
I would say this about Phil. You know, I don't know why he did what he did last summer, signing all these guys, but I do agree with trying to trade Carmelo and not being good this year, and you get your high pick,
yes.
You have some free agency money, and then, you know, next year you're kind of off and running. I think that's really the way to go, because I keep saying, you're either contending now, and there's very few teams that are contending, because of the darn Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers are so much better than everybody, but, like, you know, obviously Houston is going for it, or you're rebuilding, and that's why, you know, I give Chicago, even though people are killing Chicago for what they did, it's like, you know, forget it. You know, you're going to try to fight for eighth place next year. You know, in the prime years of Jimmy Butler's career, you might as well try to rebuild it. And I think the Knicks are kind of in that position right now where they still have enough young players.
Mm-hmm.
Where they drafted an 18-year-old guy. It's obvious that Phil, you know, is thinking we're going to be bad this year, so I might as well just, like, you know, bring in all these young guys who want to run the triangle, which, of course, that's another element now to it, and then get rid of Carmelo. Why would Carmelo want to be on the Knicks? He wants to miss the playoffs for a fifth straight year?
Yeah, who knows? The problem with trading Carmelo,
are
you
going to
get anything for him, Frank? I mean, if you try, you're not going to get anything for him.
No, that's the thing that fans don't understand. Carmelo does not have a lot of value. Number one, his contract, so you have to match contracts, and you have to take on all that money. He gets an $8 million, I think now he'd get about $8 million in a trade kicker. And, you know, his body is, you know, it isn't what it once was. To me, he's a backup. I play him as a backup on a very good team like Cleveland. I think he'd be great being the sixth man. Listen, during the regular season, him playing a lot of minutes will help LeBron come playoff.
But would you use the stretch provision on him, or do you think it's a bad idea to be paying him on the salary cap 4 years from now, $10 million?
I would try to trade him.
But you can't. He doesn't have any value. You know it.
I agree. But how about when people thought, like, the Celtics will trade the number one overall pick for him?
Well, that was never a possibility.
Yeah, come on.
For Porzingis, for Melo.
And why would you trade Kevin Love for? Like, why would the Cavs trade Kevin Love for him?
I don't even know if that was that ever really a possibility, though.
No, they did with David Griffin. Didn't want to do that. And then, of course,
how about David Griffin?
Yeah, there's another guy that's out there that you don't have to give up any draft choices to get David Griffin.
I do like how LeBron came out right away and said, "Hey, you know, I always supported you, Griff." With LeBron, you never know if he's sending that tweet out because it is a sign of support. Or he wants to make sure people don't blame him for David Griffin not being
the blame.
I don't think David Griffin. Maybe he is the guy, but once again with Jim Dolan, you never know what he's going to. I think the people closest to him don't know what he's going to do.
R.C. Buford is the guy. That's his number one choice.
And I think, believe it or not, I actually think he would take it.
Wow!
Come in here with his cowboy boots.
Lottery protected draft choice. Lottery protected, Frank.
Let's do it.
It's got to be lottery protected, though.
What would San Antonio's ownership need back? Like, seriously, is that enough? Or can they give them, like, what would they need back to agree to let? I mean, if RC goes to him and says, look, I've been here for a million years, I want this challenge, doesn't that really help in limiting the compensation?
Oh, I think they would definitely, I think they would agree to something like that.
Okay.
I think you could probably get RC Buford for a first-round pick. I definitely think that.
Yeah, but you can't give him a lottery pick, Frank. You can't get this team finally has their number one picks lined up where they got them for years to come. They're going to be in a lottery again next year. I can't give that pick up. I can't do it, Frank.
Maybe what they'll do is they're still paying Phil. They'll have Phil make the draft pick next year as well with Malik Monk and Dennis Smith. This poor kid. He's, you know, let's hope it works out for him. He's always
let's hope.
Dennis Smith Jr. and
Malik Monk, by the way, injured, will miss.
Is that
the
already? He's already hurt.
Yeah, I think a knee injury, if I'm not mistaken.
And hey, the kid Dennis Smith, your buddy Scalabrine worked out with him up in Boston. He said he's an unbelievable pick and roll point guard.
Mm.
Which, as of 2 days ago, the Knicks weren't going to play pick and roll offense.
now
he would actually fit. So
yeah, exactly.
They could do a trade with Dallas.
Hey, you know what? Dallas may do it.
They love
Taylor Keenan. They wanted Frank. Yeah.
Right,
how crazy would that be? Frank, good talking to you.
Frank, all the love.
Let me ask you a question.
Go.
Mike is off for 2 weeks.
Right.
Does Does Ira come on at all during those 2 weeks?
No, we picked you over Ira.
Get the NBA, can we get the NBA view from Miami, which when LeBron's not on the team, about three people
care about.
Are you talking
about Ira Windeman? You're not talking about Ira from Staten Island now.
No, Ira from Staten Island.
I saw was very bitter about this. Yes, you are. You're bitter about it because you're like, why is this clown getting a spot with Mike and not me?
Ira's good, but like, why are we having a guy from Miami on the radio? Well, people, you know what? Frank, in Miami, they don't talk about basketball.
Frank, how are you asking? You're asking us this question. Come on. What do we know?
You guys are going to be in Mark Chernoff's office in 2 minutes at demanding a raise and everything else.
We are?
Yeah.
Mark's not here, so he left already.
No, he'll be calling us. Why are you taking so long with Isola? It's 4:25 already.
By the way, they're giving me a tryout at the end of like some point in August. They called me up, going to give me 2 days.
Nice. Oh, really? Who are you going to be working with?
No, you guys believe it. You guys believe everything.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys with their hat in the ring, Frank. Why not you?
I already have 7 to 10 on Sirius.
I know. I enjoy that
86.
Show. Frank, I listen to you guys every once in a while. You do a good job. You keep Scal in line. I like that.
Oh, my God. He is. I said the other day, I said something about Jim Dolan and his band, and he gives me the, whoa. Jim Dolan has a band?
No, come on. He didn't know?
I swear to God. I said, yeah. Jim Dolan has a band. Phil Jackson's been fired, and the Lindbergh baby is missing down in New Jersey. You've never heard that Jim Dolan has a band?
And Hillary lost the election.
As Miss Lauren said, Jim Dolan has been together with his band longer than the Beatles were together.
that's true.
Thank
too.
You, Frank.
See you, Frank.
Frank Isola on the Knicks, and of course his bitterness towards not being and having a weekly spot with Mike. He's very upset that, well, who is Ira Windeman to have that spot? No, he wasn't talking about him. But hey, at least Frank Isola gets to come on Drive Time when Mike's off. That's the only time he gets that opportunity. We'll come back with your calls. Joe Girardi at 5:05.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.